Is that how quickly you see
the way the
Alright, so now we're going to discuss what the group's talked about, which is the different segments of the day. And it only makes sense to start with breakfast, which was Tara's group.
Yeah.
So,
Lily?
Yeah.
Ready?
You're recording.
Oh.
Nice smile.
Oh, okay. So the first thing we said was the whistle going at 6:55. For the kids, but it's kind of expected as a leader that you're up before the first whistle, so like 6:45.
Well, someone in your heart just has to set an alarm to make sure you're awake.
Possibly a good idea. I don't really know, I've never been a leader, but like, start strong. Get dressed, because like you won't really have time to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't come out in your pajamas, leaders, please. Don't.
Yeah, and then so your responsibility when the first whistle goes is your hut, getting them up and out for exercises. And something Tara mentioned that I hadn't thought of before is monitoring, just like in terms of obviously they're allowed to wear their pajamas, but just making sure that, like, I don't know, they, you know, appropriate clothing when they're out doing the exercises. Participating in the morning exercises with them and helping motivate them. If you are on the duty for running the morning exercises, doing that. And then also, then they, with the walk to the pool, if you're on lifeguard duty that day, that'll be your responsibility. And then assisting your hut with cleaning for the first bit of getting ready for inspection, or helping your co-leader for your hut if they need to, like, kind of tag teaming, if they need to do some stuff. And then whistle for breakfast, and you're just making sure that your kids are, you know, dressed, like, got their closed toe shoes and everything, and are ready to line up, and then maybe helping them at the table to help with their inspection thing.
Perfect. Alright, after breakfast.
Before you, I think we made the rule this year that for morning exercises, both leaders of a hut don't have to be there. Like, that's also time to tag.
That was because there was, like, not many of us. But maybe we can decide that at a later meeting. But, like, as long as there's a presence of leaders there.
And it's not just the one person running it, kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, Lisa likes running exercises, but she will have supports. So, I'm assuming that that's what you meant before.
Yeah.
So you can do it, but she still needs two leaders there running it with her. But it can't be like three leaders out of everybody that are there. We still need, decide amongst yourselves with your co-hut leaders. But you may only have one leader might be across like two or three different huts, because we have so many of you less experienced ones. So we'll figure that out once we look at hut allocations. But yes, I expect at least half the leaders to be at exercises every morning.
Planning it is so you don't have to worry about what we're going to do. It's just you have to turn up and have fun. You know, and it is fun. I make morning exercises are fun, guys.
Okay, so after breakfast, you have inspection. And basically you sort of help your hut do the kind of last minute. Well, hopefully they've done quite a bit before breakfast, and so you sort of help them do the last minute things, like put their sunscreen on and make sure they brush their teeth and fill their water bottles up and all that kind of stuff. And I think for the older kids, they sort of tend to do it kind of, they're pretty sort of self-led. So you just have to sort of remind them that, like, make sure they haven't forgotten anything. But for the younger kids, you sort of need to be more with them and kind of focus, like, help them all sort of focus on a task, so everybody makes their beds together and then we all fill our water bottles up together and all that kind of stuff. And it can be helpful to have, like, an inspection checklist as well, especially if you're in a younger hut, because that can just sort of create a bit of motivation to put, like, big ticks next to things when they're done. And then after inspection, there's little haste coming up. So basically for that, basically, you have to make sure that they remember their bucket, and when they walk up, like, tend to sort of walk up together, or, like, all together as a hut, especially if they're younger. And then when they're waiting in line, just sort of making sure that they're, like, behaving and listening.
What is that?
Oh, it's flag raising. Yeah, so afterwards. Oh, yeah, the bucket as well. So we take the bucket up, and basically the bucket's just what they put their shirts into after.
They wear shirts over their normal day shirts.
Everyone has the same shirt. Their shirt.
So. It's
like, oh, okay.
So they wear that for flag raising and inspection. And then after all that, they take it off and put it in the bucket.
Nah, you do it.
Which stays like where we eat lunch. Yeah. And then also if you're the last leader, like leaving the veranda, make sure that like everybody has left, and shut all the doors, including the veranda door. And then after flag raising, it's onto activities. And so basically, firstly, sort of make sure you've got everybody you're supposed to have. So do like a quick roll call, the sports group, like whistle lanyard thing. We'll have a list of who you should have. So do like a quick head count, make sure everybody's there. And then obviously make sure you've got all of your equipment that you need, and make sure you've like revised the rules for whatever game you're instructing, because it is different like running it rather than just doing it. You've got to really know what you're talking about.
And if not, you just fake it and the kids won't know.
Or they'll tell you they will. That's the thing, they have good memories though. Yeah. And I'm like,
they'll tell you anyway.
Then you can make the decision on which rules you want.
The best suit to your skills.
Also, if you think you've made a mistake, shows that we're all humans too.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah. Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of that.
I was probably never thought about
that. And the rules are on the website.
Which we'll talk about like later.
Yeah.
Way later.
And then like activities, like
next year.
Make sure everybody's still wearing their hats all the time and like water breaks and things like that. Then after activities, we have swimming. So for your hut, just knowing like where everybody is. So if some people are going swimming or if some people are staying back. And then making sure they've got like their towels and everything with them. And afterwards, that's a good time to like sort of check on like who's having showers when and making sure people are like doing showers. And then it's lunch.
If you have younger kids that are swimming or not swimming, you don't have to stay with them on the veranda.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if they're being naughty or you know that they're particularly troublemaking, then you might just have to be around. But don't feel like you have to be there.
One thing I learnt having youngest girls is, I didn't think of it at the time until it got too bad, but you got to make sure that the girl's hair is like brushed. Because I got some serious knots in some really young girls. Just because, like, they come out of the water, they don't think of it. Like, they'd wash it and stuff. And just because at home their parents would, like, brush their hair. And I was just like, I don't have children. I don't know. And then they got really big knots. And then it was a problem.
Bird nest.
Bird nest of hair. So, anyway, brush their hair.
No, that's for real. I saw Sandra dealing with some serious.
Maybe you know, it was Sandra. It was bad.
It was really bad.
And also, if you're first aid or lifeguard, that was sort of back on whoever was did the morning swimming. You've already mentioned that too.
So I guess for context, if you're rostered on to be first aid or lifeguard, it means that every swimming session for that day, you have to be at the pool. The kids can't go in to the pool until there's two lifeguards there, one of them being the first aider. So just be responsible enough to get there slightly early. Even if you have to, if you're like on the other side of the camp to get to the pool, just leave slightly early from your previous activity, just so those kids can go in. Yeah, but you'll hear more about that at the camp orientation.
Just be on the radio just to check who the other ones are, or like, hey, Marissa, I'm on my way, I'll be like 2 minutes. And so they can tell the kids, hey, don't stress, don't climb up over the fence, I know you want to get in.
Yeah, and if you're waiting like a little bit of time and the first aider and another leader is there, another leader can jump into lifeguard just in the interim or while we're waiting for somebody else to arrive. But as long as there's at least one first aider there. Yeah.
All right, afternoon.
Yeah, do you want me to talk about it?
Do you have a list?
We did not.
We didn't realise it was a list to be made. We had a free form. Between lunch and dinner, it's really similar to between lunch.
Yeah, it's just minus.
We had
rest period as well.
So you have rest period, which I think goes for an hour and a half, is that right?
God,
I
wish.
An hour?
45 minutes at most.
120. See, everyone has different opinions.
It's about 1:20, 1:30. It's about 2:20, whistle going at 2:30.
2:20 is the, so lunch, depending on how quickly they eat, what time we get out of there, 1:30-ish, 1:45-ish.
I guess as a kid it feels like
2:00. and then there'll be, 2:30. So there'll be a whistle at 2:20. That's the kind of wake-up prep whistle. Yeah. So you once you hear that, start getting the kids together, getting them, make sure they got their whatever they need for their activities in the afternoon, sunscreen on and filling water bottles up, and then send them up to the circus hall straight away so that at 2:30 they can start, so that everything's kind of on time from the start.
And we explained and discussed how there's going to be in each rest period on each veranda, the boys' veranda, the girls' veranda, there'll be a leader assigned to be there. You just really have to just hang out. I brought, you know, craft to do, just making sure everything's okay. If anything goes terribly wrong, you know, radio in, or if there's this particular terrible situation.
Best job in camp.
Yeah. Honestly, it's very chill. You know,
have a chat with the kids.
Have the kids play sleeping lions, you know.
You don't have to entertain them, but you can.
But it's an opportunity to have a chat with some of the ones you may not get to talk to otherwise.
Yeah, I remember just being swarmed by B group girls, just all of them like desperately clawing for a scrap of attention from me, and me just like doing some beating, being like,
Just to put in some perspective, all the girls, like the A and B group, are all on one veranda, and the B group boys are on their own veranda, and the A group boys have their own individual huts. Obviously, they're responsible, so you don't need to worry about that. And even the A group girls, you don't need to worry about it, but it's too much unless they're fighting, which they do. It's just making sure the little ones are looked after and mainly asleep or whatever the case is.
And so there's a leader there, so if something happens, they can talk to the leader. They don't have to wander around camp trying to find someone. There's a designated point of contact.
And we rehashed how they've created hats and vests now for lifeguarding, and to absolutely return your vests to the leader's hut at the end of the day, because otherwise people will get very mad at you. And understandably mad at you, and you will feel bad. So yeah, please do that. Make sure you have your vest when you go to do lifeguard, and you return it at the end of the day and put it in a similar spot so we know where it is.
Do you still sleep in the latest hut?
Yeah.
I might talk to you offline about the vest.
So then, yes, respiro, then activities, basically the same as the morning. Just make sure in the rest period that they're putting their sunscreen on, because we don't have inspection, so we kind of need to just check up on them. Otherwise, make sure they're reapplying. And
it's not the veranda watch leader's responsibility to get your hut together ready for activities. That's your responsibility.
Again, more important for the younger ones. Kind of need to corral them and herd them along. A group is to just make sure they're awake, I guess. But again, that should be KP's job. But it doesn't hurt to just check in and just be around.
KP's?
We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, swimming, same as the morning, as the lunchtime, the midday swim. And then dinner. Make sure you, occasionally take time to sit with your heart and just make sure they're drinking water as well at meal times and eating their vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Helping keep them lined up and on their way in for all meal times, if you're there.
Ellen and I were also going to say, just like making sure that all the kids like know what their roles are, like clean up, like whether it's taking the cutlery or the plates or the cups or whatever it is, just so that they like kind of know, like it's very efficient to go back to the hut.
And with C group, if you want to join in the themed dinners, Christy will tell us obviously well in advance. Yeah. If you want to join in with them and you dress up, you can have the early dinner with the C group kids and with Christy. Just make sure that you tell your cohort leader so they're not expecting you to be there helping that side of things, because it'd be kind of fun if we did that with them sometimes.
While we're talking about meal times, the strategy I developed last year with the youngest boys, which was to try and prevent constipation, didn't quite work, but salad seconds. So if they want to have seconds, they have to have a plate of, they have to get seconds on salad first, finish that, and then they can go back and get extra or whatever, just to make sure they're actually eating fibre.
And one thing I did with the with dehydration is at the beginning of the meal, check the tongues, and then turn around, you need to go get a cup of water. Once you have your cup of water, you can go and get some oil. Mm. And it worked so well because they saw that as, okay, and then they started checking each other. Mm. So
we didn't have cordial at all this time. It was just water or juice in the morning.
Juice in the morning, water at both meals.
Mm.
And do it at the start of the meal. At least then you can slowly get some water into them, but make sure they don't scull. If they're dehydrated, slow, like little sips at a time, not big gulps of that.
After the
Kushan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also have nothing written down because I was told by my group not to write down, even though I really wanted to. So after dinner, you send the hut down to their veranda. The idea is to have an announcement at dinner saying what's the plan for tonight, and then all of the hut leaders who are obviously following along will help their hut get ready for whatever night activity they have. So just say, for example, we're doing skits for tonight. A lot of the effort should be put towards making sure all of the kids are somewhat contributing to the skit prep. You know, getting them all involved is an important thing, but sometimes you'll find some of them don't want to get involved, and that's a bit of a hard thing to get everybody involved, but just try your best to do that. On other things like night activities or whatever it might be, just making sure they all have some sort of insect repellent, and just we'll have like a brief the night before, but just making sure that you reinforce to all of the kids what's happening and what they need for the night is very important, because otherwise they spend like half the time just forgetting stuff, and then they'll get to the activity and they won't have stuff, and then it just, you know, you got to go down and walk them to their hut. And so just being prepared and not yourself knowing what's up as well is important. And then what did we have next? We had the activity itself, so that can vary from theme nights, skits, night activities. Each of those, you're going to be looking after all of the kids, so even though you should always be prioritizing your hut, it's important that you look out for all of the other huts that are around there as well. And if you see any issues with specific huts, you're smiling at Ella.
I can hear the leader voice in you right now.
You've got a very assertive sort of stance there, right?
I was practicing.
No, we don't want that.
I feel intimidated.
Anyone intimidated? I'm very
intimidated. Why?
I'd like to shine into
house.
Making sure for like each of the activities, just you're keeping an eye on all of the kids is important, and then doing what you need to do.
Milk and cookies.
Oh, and then to end the night, the most important thing is milk and cookies. Now, as a leader, you can run up there as fast as you can. You don't have to worry about it.
I'll send you back.
So make sure all your kids stick together. I think that's a big thing, like, throughout the whole day, just making sure your kids are always together if it's a non, like, sort of sport activity, especially in meal times and even for milk and cookies, obviously. Just making sure they're all sticking together, emphasize that at the start, and then when they do get milk and cookies, make sure that they're aware of the timing as well. And besides that, I think just making sure they enjoy their night and are slowly calming down before they get to bed. Because I think I found last year, especially like with Reese, it was quite hard to sometimes settle them down. Yeah. And so if you find your heart is always very active, or like hyperactive, it's important to try and just get them to realize that it's nighttime, it's time to switch off, and that's one of the more important things, is that otherwise it just ruins them for the next day and they're all groggy and tired. And so just getting into some routine where you kind of have even a story was
that
good.
Works right.
It really, maybe more so for B group. A group as works, because I remember David used to tell us stories.
So I've been in a hut with line up these stories are live, not that drugs.
So yeah, the best piece of advice is have at least maybe 6 or 7 different storylines going, or you can have one continuous throughout the week. You have a story, that's the most important thing.
One thing that we learn with the youngest kids though, giving them one task at a time, okay, go and brush your teeth. Okay, you've done that, now put your pajamas on. Okay, done that, now get into bed. Now, okay, you've done that. Like, so one thing at a time works better,
so
rather than going to brush your teeth, brush your hair, go to the toilet, put your pajamas on, like one thing at a time will help
and
with that.
And one thing as well, like in the evening, as they start to settle down at that, do a quick review of the activities they do. You go have a sheet at the back of your door where you fill it out as a hut of what they like, what they disliked of that. So that feedback will come back to us as well at the end of the care.
It's part of an inspection point too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on that, sometimes you might have to be very firm in saying, you are having a shower now, and making sure they actually follow through with it. No, you go have a shower.
And then,
where do you fit that in?
Sometimes
like for us or the kids?
The kids.
swimming.
Like, worry about us.
Swimming is a shower. You'll learn that sentence.
And then
say it.
Will you minister? Yeah, either swimming time or just before bed or... Yeah. The girls, they all just go in together. Like, it doesn't really matter
too
much.
Yeah, they usually work out the routine in the first day or two, and then that's what they stick to with the girls.
Are we trying to push them to go every day or every second
every
day?
Every second day. Like, it's really, it depends on what time of their life they're at. Like, you know, puberty, if they stink more, so chuck them in for, like, twice a day even, you know. Yeah, just be mindful. If they're starting to smell, just like...
Fumigate the room a little bit.
Some of the stadiums are more pungent.
If you got the boys. Bigger boys are always early, no matter what you do.
Yeah.
And then, so basically, I'll... Do you want me to finish off, or are you right? I'll finish off.
Sure.
So basically, after... So B group will go to bed first. B group leaders work together with it. So you might go, oh, you go for a shower, I'll settle the kids down to that. So communicate between the two of you, and then that's a great chance with your B group. A group will go to bed 10:30, right?
10:30.
And then
lights out 10:30.
Yeah. Leaders need to be at the meeting by
10:35.
So usually with your hut, whoever you're with hut, you're usually their buddy. So usually we'll ask for a buddy check, and you usually check if your buddy's there. So it's very important to get there on time, because it delays the meeting, and then we're all up later.
Everyone will hate you.
Yeah.
I usually, like, generally just start now, because people that are there, like, we want to go to bed, obviously, so... We just start, and we'll talk about the nightly meeting more tomorrow, rather than delve into it today, because I'm aware that it's getting late, and
Alright. Cool. Everybody know
do you have a question? Sorry, just one more question. So, you know, with, like, eating with your heart, like, I think Tara said yesterday, like, once a day, no, someone said, maybe, once a day, like, you should, does anyone have, like, like, what's
we try
the kind of
make
best
the,
meal to eat with your heart?
We tried a few years ago that we have all the leaders have lunch together.
Okay.
So that we're all together at lunch and we can talk about different things at lunch. But breakfast and dinner, like, if you want to, you don't have to. But last year it was like me and Andrew and I think Tara and maybe even just Reese.
I'd alternate it sometimes.
But then they were sitting at the leaders' table. Like, it was pointless having a leaders' table. Like, it's, yeah, so lunchtime would be good if we could all sit together for a meal, but then other times you can sit with your hut or you can sit at the leader's table.
If you're going to go in with your kids and sit at their hut, does mean you get to line up with them as well?
Yeah.
So you've got to be in line and nicely and suck up to me and make sure that I'm
if you line up with your hut to get your meal first, you have to eat with them.
Otherwise the leader's going last.
Yep. Just for there's one of those things as well, like, once you get that connection with your hut, I had numerous of times every meal, oh, we saved you a seat.
Oh, that's
come
cool.
And sit with us.
Yeah,
so, like, especially for the younger B groupers, it gets that connection and it gives that security as well for them. Or if there's a problem, they now trust you because you've actually spent time at their level.
Yeah.
Mm.
For sure.
And sometimes with the, especially B group boys, you have to eat
You have to sit there with them to make sure they actually eat.
Otherwise,
and
pandemonium.
Don't use 12 packets of ketchup for one sausage.
And
they're not stealing all the sugar packets.
And if they are getting very ridiculous, just, like, let me know and then I can come and sit
then
with them.
Everybody gets to sit with them.
And, like, yeah, it's fine. In
miraculously, all the problems will disappear.
In my very outfit. But, yeah, no, seriously, like, use that to your advantage if you have to. That's not a problem.
But we sound like no point having leaders table. I do like having it just for...
Oh, no, since last year, there was, like,
last
three
year,
of us
yeah,
on
like, I'd say that because sometimes I like that just as an opportunity to just switch off, go off duty for
and
5 minutes.
And specifically face... That way.
Oh,
yes. The kids are behind you. They're all at the table
and
we do all sit at the table.
And they want your
all the seats to go first or the ones facing the projector. Without doubt.
They all want your attention. They're like, raise, raise. No.
Alright. And I guess maybe take note from your, or take prompts from your hut if they sort of don't want you there, but more like...
Read the room.
Read the room. So but I think towards the end of the week, the oldest boys and oldest girls' huts sit together to plan the awards for the last night, and that's probably a time where the leaders for those huts need to be there.
Yeah, to monitor and to censor
and
the crepe paper awards and that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we do have to remember.
Yeah. Yeah, because we do our own. So we don't want them to double up.
Yeah. Who is the oldest two huts?
Yeah, they're the ones that
are.
We can talk about that.
Okay.
That's it.
Sweet.
Dom, is everyone happy with the schedule? No questions? Wake up, activities, go to bed. That's pretty much it. There's a meeting in there somewhere. So next up,